Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Aging Gracefully, a production from Senior Radio Buffalo. But as you know, this show is heard Sunday morning, bright and early at 6:30. And you know, we picked that time because there's an awful lot of people up and getting on with their day. Now, maybe it's just a habit for you to get up this early, and you're wondering what you're going to do with your day, because let's face it, the holidays are literally right around the corner. And for some people, that's a great thing. And you know, for other people, they don't really like the holidays at all. The holidays for a lot of people are associated with a lot of stress, a lot of I must do, I have to hurry, I have to get this. Maybe the feeling is not authentic behind it. It might be giving you memories of years past. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with really an expert. Our guest this morning is Dr. John Improta. He's a psychiatrist and he's in the psychiatric emergency room at ECMC. Good morning, Dr. Improta. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Linda, for having me.
Thank you. You know, we have an awful lot of people, as I started this show, who aren't enjoying the holidays, maybe even like they'd like to, and maybe haven't in years because of the associations with them, with the holiday, or things that they think are put upon them, so much so that they can't get into the spirit. Do you find that you're seeing people who are dealing with that?
Yes, ma'am. It is quite a common discussion that we have almost every day there, that there is way too much. This idea that you've just touched on, this idea of feeling put upon, like, and now I have to do this, and now I have to do that, and now I have to do this, it is so common. And if I, I hear that every day and all day. So, yes.
So a lot of people just dread this time of year for that reason. What can we do to minimize those feelings and try to maximize the joy that is supposed to be about this season?
Yeah, this touches on the idea of what's called anticipation or anticipatory anxiety, which is not necessarily always a bad thing. But it's an idea that we get anxious about all the great number of things that we have to do and these great number of things that we feel like we must do. In the first place, I would suggest that there must be a time during the day that you can at least breathe out and exhale. And you say, well, I don't even have time for that. Well, I'm sure that there's time, 5 minutes or 3 minutes for that matter, to have some long exhales, not deep inhales and exhales. You can get dizzy that way. But a long exhale and normal breath in and out, and then a long exhale after that. That you can actually slow down for a second. You could also write things down as things that you must do or things that you must accomplish. But the idea is this anticipation is usually based on I'm not going to be able to do it once I am confronted with it. Now, this is not to say that we don't fail at things and certainly that we don't fail at the holidays, but we can wind ourselves up into a I will never be able to accomplish it. I will never be able to do it. Henry Ford had said once, well, whether you think you can or think you cannot, you're probably right. The idea is this anticipatory anxiety, thinking there's no possible way I can get it all done, it can lead to us just stagnating and not doing anything.
And doctor, is it also, I think, because we have had that feeling for years and years, it can be that you're always thinking you're going to disappoint somebody somehow in some way.
Yes. Yes. The idea is that we are almost like we're auditioning we're trying to give people that's going to put that smile on their face and certainly that they're not going to return it. But you know what? They might return it. They might not have that smile on their faces. But you did try. And you are going to try again and again and again. And there are some people in your life, and I have them. I think we all have them. That regardless of what you try to do, it's not going to put that smile on their face. But you must take stock in the people that you are going to put a smile on their face. Oh my gosh, that is perfect! Really? That great. Thank you. Why? I didn't even. That's amazing. No. This is great. This is so great. Wow. Okay, I got to remember for next year, because next year I'm going to get you a good present next year, too.
Wow. You know, Doc, I will tell you this, and this really smacks of what you're talking about. The holidays are starting for me tonight, because we're having some people over. Now, as people know, if you're the housewife, if you're the person taking care of the house, that means that house has got to be clean from top to bottom. So
Right. You
are doing everything to make sure...
Yeah.
That, you know, every little dust mote, you know, is going to be gone. It's almost like spring cleaning, you know, now that your Christmas stuff or your holiday stuff is up. But, you know, you're absolutely right, because just a couple of weeks ago, I was over making merry at another friend's house who was really doing the same thing for Thanksgiving. And you know what? I didn't go from room to room inspecting every room. I don't even hardly remember what the house looked like. I was just so happy to be there with my friends. I think we get too involved in making sure everything is quote-unquote perfect, and people don't care. If they love you, they love you.
That's right. That's something that we must keep in mind. There's no way, and I've heard this from my own family, there's no way I can get the house ready. There's absolutely no way I'm going to get the house ready because, I mean, what are they going to do? Walk in here and see this pile of books here?
Right.
Yes, they are going to see that pile of books, and you know what? The people that scoff at that are going to be probably going to scoff at anything that we leave out. But the people that are there say, wow, I have this book.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're not upset that I have the book on the table? No, man, I love this book. This is a great book. Okay, awesome. You want to see this candle that I left out? Wow, that's a great scent. Those are the people that I want to come back. And, you know, this is something that my wife and I had to sort of learn over the years. That when we go to somebody else's house, we look and, you know, something would be left out. And is that really a reason why I don't love this person?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, my goodness. I love this person. I love being here. I love this. This is fantastic. Yeah, but the food wasn't very good. Okay, so, you know.
Right.
So am I going to scoff about the book that was left in the hallway or the dust mote that was in the behind the door? The answer is no. I love these people, and this is why I'm here. This is why I have the holidays. This is why I have Christmas. Love is, you know, not to be all corny, but this is why I'm here. It is the love that we have explodes at Christmas and New Year's, and at least in our house.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I think you're right, because I think when you go back and talk to someone later, if your house is just comfortable, period, that's the house people will remember that they want to come back to.
That's right.
You know, it's like, yeah, you had
Absolutely
the lumpy sofa. I love that. I had my drink, and I was just sitting on the sofa with your dog, and it was all good, you know? Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
So I think sometimes we put so much on ourselves to make it perfect that, you know, perfection sometimes has nothing to do with that. Let's also talk about this, Doctor, because an awful lot of people don't look forward to the holidays because of loss. And how can we are all going through loss in some way. I lost my dad in April due to COVID. But I love the holidays, and I love the memories of my father. And how do we rectify the joy with the loss?
Yeah, this is one of the primary things that we hear also every day around this time of the year, the idea of loss, which then leads to feelings of isolation, and isolation can lead to depressed mood, a sense of hopelessness that I was not able to prevent this loss. And then I was feeling some of this last January when we had just been through a holiday without some people that were there before, and also because of COVID, we were not around anyone. And the idea is that, so this television show did more for my psychotherapy, I think, than anything. We're watching this show on Disney Plus called WandaVision. Mm-hmm. And one of the characters is mourning the loss of her brother. And the other character comes in and says, but what is grief if not love persevering? Mm. I said, oh, my gosh, that is better than any line that I've ever said to one of the people that I take care of. And that is the absolute truth. It's not that I'm not going to not mourn those people. I'm going to mourn them. And you know what? I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry, and I'm going to let it out, and I'm going to be sad. But then I'm also going to look around and say, but you're here. Mm-hmm. You're here with me. And this is beautiful, and this is wonderful. This room that I'm talking to right now, my wife did renovations while I was always at the hospital, and I came home to this place that is filled with books from my childhood and stuff like that. And then the other night I was here, and we were talking about how things are different now and COVID is awful. And I just stopped and I looked around and I said, this is a beautiful room that you have made. Look at this place that you have made. Yes, I know, but I want to talk about how sad I am. And mm-hmm. I was like, I know, and I'm sorry, and I'm sad with you. But oh my gosh, look at this. It is looking around and seeing some of these things. I have my grandfather's cane in this room and her grandfather's cane in the other part. And it's identical match. And they're both here with us. Mm-hmm. And I mourn them still because my wife's grandfather was wonderful. And my grandfather was kind hearted and sweet and had a heart of gold. And yet I think of them both and I mourn them. But I also recognize this beautiful room that I'm in. And it is gorgeous, and it is comfortable, as you said. And that's how I mourn. I mourn by looking at what we've done. Look at the life that these people who I mourn now have brought us to.
Right, and I always say to myself, and where else would their spirit rather be than right here with us?
You got it.
You just have to remember that and believe that they are there. We're going to have to leave it there, Doctor Improta, because we are out of time, but what a fabulous segment, especially going into the holidays. Dr. John Improta is a psychiatrist at the Psychiatric Emergency Room at ECMC. And by the way, ECMC does have a help center, which is a walk-in. And if you would like that information, let me give you the number. It's 716-898-1594. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver?
Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. We've started a new mini-series called Aging Gracefully, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Catholic Medical Partners. Joandy's Place Restaurant. After a lovely ride through the country, Joandy's Place was my breakfast destination. A cozy, park-like atmosphere was the perfect complement to my delicious meal. Open daily at 9 a.m., Joandy's Place Restaurant is located at 858 Bloomingdale Road in Basem, New York. Joandy's Place, you're going to love their food. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be talking with the Field and Fork Network, a local farming organization, on how they connect communities to innovative solutions that foster a sustainable food system. Listen in Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Field and Fork Network, sponsored by Orville's Home Appliances.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo here on Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Linda Pellegrino. So happy to be your host every weekend because I know we're bringing you information that you really can use in your life, whether it's financial or it's living arrangements or it's social or helping you with your Medicare. We'd like to be that resource for you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. And we're continuing with a wonderful series that I'm enjoying listening to. Is called Aging Gracefully. Don't we all want to do that? I suppose we all have to get older. Why not do it and be the best you can be? So this morning, we've got with us on the phone, Phil Pullman, who is my stylist over at our salon on Transit Road in Williamsville. Good morning, Phil. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Linda. I am so excited. Aging gracefully. Oh, my God, what a positive.
Yep.
You know, I really want to do a shout-out. And, you know, Linda, I think this series isn't just for seniors. It's for something that seniors and your children can listen to with you. It's something that you can listen together for, because this isn't just for them.
No.
It's when do we start?
Right.
You know, when do we actually start to improve ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
When do we start taking notice? And this is something that you can do together. You know, you can go for facials. You can get your hair done together. And at this time, Linda, with COVID, we definitely need something that we could do with our families that is safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because I follow Catherine, who is William's wife over in the Duchess over in England. And she's always saying, remember to take care of yourself, especially while we're all going through this. Now, right now, businesses are slow to open up, But listen, as soon as they do, remember, like you said, Phil, take care of your face, whether it's a facial. Make sure you're making that salon appointment. Because if it's very easy to start ignoring, because you're not going out, just start ignoring yourself. A lot of people at this point, they're not even really dressing for the day, you know, still into the baggy clothes and the pajamas and this and that. You want to put your best foot forward, because as soon as you do, put a little spot of makeup on in the morning, you feel better. And that's what this is all about.
Exactly. Feel better about you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Linda, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, when you have a salon experience, you know, and sometimes at this point right now, going to the salon, Linda, may be the most outing that you get.
Yes, right.
So make it 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Phil, I know that, let's just put it out there. Everybody, you've watched me on TV for over 30 years. See how many times I changed my haircut? I mean, I know you have, in the color. Now, I basically wear my hair very short, but between Phil and I, mostly Phil, he can take a short haircut and change it into a million different things. But what I loved about it is that every time I left the salon, I had like a new face on. You know what I mean? I had another wonderful haircut to experience. Phil, do a lot of people get locked into the same cut year after year and don't experiment with color and cut?
Linda, that is such, you're absolutely correct. However, I put that onto the stylist, mm-hmm. because your stylist should definitely be trying to edge you away, or, you know, look at the whole picture and see how can we tweak this to make it a little different. Now, just like you said, you like to change your haircut up, but a lot of times you're like, I like it short, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have, you know, grown out a little tail in the back. Remember those days,
yes,
Linda?
Yes.
You know, or grown a tail in the front, or put extensions, or did something fun, mm-hmm. something to tweak it, something that you still feel safe and still feel comfortable with.
Yes.
And you can throw a couple highlights in there, or lowlights, or use demi or semi-permanent color to add a little bit more shine to it. And what I'd like to talk about is, you know, actually people that have finer hair too. I mean, people that have finer hair, you know, there's so many treatments out there. There's things that you can purchase like Rogaine,
mm-hmm.
and that's been proven. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar company that they've invested all this research in. It does work. There's a treatment in the salon, and it actually came out in 2014. It was invented, and it's a one-ingredient treatment, and it's called a bond builder. Olaplex.
Oh.
Olaplex has been every hairdresser's best friend, because what it does is it actually works on a molecular level, and it mitigates all the damaged hair to put it back together again.
Mm.
Now, this is not a protein, nor a moisture treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can pair that up with a moisture treatment. You can pair that up with a protein treatment, because protein actually will bond the hair and make it stronger.
Okay, that's interesting.
And, yeah, and so it can prevent damage too. So if you've always been afraid to color your hair or highlight your hair because of damage, Olaplex is definitely the way to go. And we do that almost to every client that comes into the salon. You know, and you can't overuse it.
Yeah,
you cannot overuse it. So, you know, it's going to give you shine and luster to your hair. Now, a lot of people right now have gone natural, and as we spoke about, you know, COVID-19,
yes,
and everybody just letting things go.
Mm-hmm.
And they're letting their hair go natural.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just because you let your hair go natural doesn't mean that you don't have to get treatments and services in the salon.
Mm-hmm.
You can get an Olaplex treatment, because how many times have you had wiry, crazy gray hair? Or, as I call it, Linda, non-pigmented hair.
I always say, Phil, my roots are showing. And he says, Linda, it's not roots, it's non-pigmented hair.
That's right. Or you're pigment deficient. So I recommend to all my clients, let's do some low lights through there.
Yeah.
Let's do an Olaplex treatment. Let's do something to actually get the hair shiny, and let's make it the best that it can be.
Talking about
tweaking.
Let me stop for a second, because like you said, we've got the grays coming in, the non-pigmented hair. Does that hair, and you had said wiry gray hair, does that hair have a different texture than your other hair that has not turned gray yet?
Yes, oh. It sure does. It's definitely more out of control. It's definitely frizzier. You can tell, too, that maybe your hair's getting a little curlier or wavier as you're progressing in age or maturing, as they say. And so all these treatments will actually help control that gray hair or that non-pigmented hair. And people that have finer hair that are going gray also, you can actually do something like a demi or semi-permanent color, a clear, just mm-hmm. to add some shine to it, Linda, and
right.
give it some control.
Right, and because you're absolutely right. I love the fact that a lot of people are allowing the silver to show in their hair, but you're right. You still need that salon appointment so you can go back and make that silver really pop, make it really shine, and your hairdresser knows how to do that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we do a ton of baby foils, so we take real fine pieces and maybe put some dark pieces in there or maybe make them brighter. And so it actually makes it look better.
Cool.
Being all natural, you're going to say, I'm missing something. I'm thinking of coloring it back. Explore those other avenues first with your stylist.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every single day. Every single day we do something to make that non-pigmented hair better, whether it's treatments, highlights, lowlights, demi, semi-permanent colors, something to make it better. And people that have thinning hair, you're always afraid of maybe layering up your hair. You've always worn it one length because it feels thicker.
Mm-hmm.
There's cuts, Linda, that we can do that are called disconnect haircuts. You've had disconnect haircuts. And what disconnect haircuts are is that they don't blend. We're making one part shorter, one part longer, and maybe we're doing some seamless layering to maybe make everything flow together. Mm-hmm. But there's so many things you could do for finer hair, gray hair. Just because you're gray hair doesn't mean it has to be totally natural.
Right. You know what? I'm going to stop you here, Phil, because as Carly Simon used to say, take another picture. Take another picture of how you look. And that's what we're calling these segments, Aging Gracefully. We're going to look beautiful, folks. We want to thank Phil Pullman. Remember, everyone, you're listening
here
to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.